I just want to share something very briefly for everyone here. As we have watched these baptisms, I believe God wants to speak to all of us about our baptism and what it means to you and me today. Amen. To have a resurrection, what do you need? Death. Amen. You can't have a resurrection until there's a death. And one of the things we had demonstrated today is that scripture where it talks in Romans that if we are, I'll get it right, Romans 6:4, if we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. If we've been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Life comes out of death. Amen. And while I was battling with COVID 3 weeks ago, and you had these amazing meetings without me, and the glory came, and it was so incredible. Sorry to be back. No, I'm joking. I think every meeting's been really special recently. God said, I really felt the Holy Spirit speak to me, new beginnings. And you know, Jesus said, and he was speaking of his own life, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it will remain a single seed. But if it dies and it goes down and the outer shell is taken away, and it will then grow. And Jesus said it will become many times more. It will produce much grain. And then he said this in John 12. After saying that in verse 24, he said, and he who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life, now not hate as in I hate my life, it's so horrible, but hates his life as in I give you priority in this world will keep it for eternal life. And I believe just as Jesus, as he battled in Gethsemane, he said to the Father, agonizing in prayer, drops, his blood pressure was so great, he dropped drops of blood from his forehead. And he came to that place where he knew for us, he had to die. And he said to the Father, not my will, but your will be done. He says, if it's possible, can you take this cup away? All the sin and the mess, the filth of mankind. It says, he who knew no sin became sin on that cross. He bore your sin. I believe that's why the Father had to look away in those darkness filled the earth, came upon the earth. And Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He had to die. But he had to die that life may come for men and women. And we got a pretty good representation here from every tribe and tongue, the Brazilians, hallelujah, the Albanians, hallelujah, the Nigerians, even the English, hallelujah. We invented almost every game the world plays, but we succeed in losing every game that the world plays, but there we are. He died that we can all have a way to come back to him. And on that final day, there would be men and women from every tribe, tongue, nation. We were about to watch that movie, but my only son, about Abraham, the father of faith, who received something from God, his precious son Isaac. And God said, you have to bring Isaac before me and give him up. But now, Abraham, as we used to sing in Sunday school, Father Abraham has what? Many sons has? I am one, and so are you. So let's praise the Lord. He has offspring all over this world. He's going to have people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. And I just want to land this. Maybe you've been a Christian decades. Maybe you knew George Jeffries when, or whatever. Maybe you're thinking, is there still fruit in my life? I feel like I've been blessed in the past, but what's ahead? And I want to tell you, God is calling us into a new beginning. But the new beginning begins as we lay down our life afresh. He who is buried with Christ in baptism will enter into that resurrection. I want to tell you, every time God has done a new thing that I've seen, it's been a season, sometimes in great pressure, great brokenness, that we've laid down our life. In the world sense, after COVID, the last thing we needed was another war in Europe. And now we have another war in Israel and Gaza. We live in pressurized times. I was looking at some of the Christian media and another leader being investigated. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We've had something happen here in Newbury that has affected many people, many believers. But God says, lay down your life. Be buried with him. Because I am going to raise up my people in a special way in the days to come. Maybe you feel like, oh, it's all, the best is behind me. God says, if you will lay down your life afresh, I'm going to give you a new beginning. And there is going to be multiple fruit as you yield to me. And in your weakness, I will show my strength. And that's what I had to say. I was going to say in half an hour, but you got it in 5 minutes because we had such a good baptism service. Let's pray, shall we? Father, I just thank you for Father Abraham that gave his only son. And now the offspring of Abraham covers the earth spiritually. And now, Father, I thank you, Father, that you gave your only son, Jesus Christ, to lay down his life, to give us salvation, that we might have everlasting eternal life. Know your forgiveness. But I pray, Father, in this hour, as we step on the threshold of new beginnings, new moves of your Holy Spirit, new things that you're going to do in us and among us, I just pray that each one of us will just lay down our life afresh and just be all the old, we bury all the things we want out of life, we give to you. And Lord, we want to enter into that resurrection power. We want to walk in newness of life. And I pray today there will be a cutting off from any that sense of selfish, consumer-based Christianity. We want to lay down our life, take up our cross, and follow you, Jesus, because you have such incredible plans and purposes for each one of us, young and old. Amen. Amen.